What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Boss Man Show, friend of the show, one of the best coaches in America. It's the one and only Bob Jones, Norfolk State. Coach, what's up? How you doing, brother?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm going to ask you, man, how your summer been, man? I know you was busy with the basketball tournament, man, the HBCU All-Star game, man. How's summer been for you personally, man?
Yeah, besides the work aspect, a couple clinics and stuff like that, it's just been cool. Been all right. Running around with my son, doing his AAU thing, and so I had a busy summer.
No doubt, man. Hey, man, you going in your 11th year, bro. Can you believe it, man? Because I feel like, man, level you've been at, man, all these years, man, coaching good all these years, man. 11 years in one spot, man, is a hell of an accomplishment, brother.
Yeah, that's what they say, I guess. Because people, I guess, get fired after sometimes 2-3 years, and to make it 11, I guess something's going right. So, I'm blessed, and I want to just keep it going right.
No doubt. And may I ask you this, man, Coach Jones, being in one place 11 years like you have, what's the key to that longevity, man? Like, what did you do personally, professionally to make sure that you made this place a place of great culture, setting this thing up the right way and had that longevity that's not very prevalent right now in the industry that we love college athletics right now?
Well, I think for me, man, I just try to just stay true to who I am. And when I say that, I think this game is a funny game, man. As you know, dealing with a lot of different coaches and players and stuff like that, is that like sometimes a game changes you, And I think that you got to stay who you are, stay grounded, and stay just like who you are. I tell people all the time, like I've been coaching here 11 years. I've been a Division I coach now for 16 years total, but I've been on this earth for 44 years. So I've been me longer than I've been Coach Jones, So I got to continue to be me and continue to stay grounded into my values and my beliefs as a person. And then I try to enthuse that and infuse that, I should say, into the program, with hard work, humility, and just the hunger to keep succeeding.
No doubt, Coach Jones, you said something very profound to me because, people say that about me, that I ain't changed. No, I'm just who I am. You know, and I love when people tell me that because, you know, being doing what I do, being doing this 14 years, you're doing 16 years, it's like, man, it ain't changed me. I'm still the same dude that I was 14 years ago. I ain't changed a bit. So seeing you say that, man, I hear you say that about me too. Like, I ain't changed that now or none. Same dude from Hood of Atlanta before I became the boss man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I feel that. I mean, that's what I say. You know, like I said, the game, I've seen a lot of people change in this game, man. You know, people go from job to job, whether, you know, sometimes people go from low major to high major. They start changing. They act like they can't talk to the low major coaches no more. And people, you know, go from head coach, from assistant coach to head coach. You know, they start getting a little bit more money and things like that. And then the money is changing them. They, you know, it's a weird game, man. And there's a lot of, like, weird things that go on. And I just can't allow that to happen to me. So I've been who I've been, you know, my whole career. And I'm going to try to continue to keep having success the way I have it, the way I do it. You know, I'm not going to try to conform to, you know, everything else.
You said something profound there. This is a real true story. There were guys who's on my show, got high-paid jobs, don't answer texts no more or calls.
That's a fact. People be turning into weirdos, man. I don't really get it. You know, it's like, it doesn't matter if you go from Norfolk State to Villanova. You know, like, you're still a coach. You're still a person. You know, that doesn't mean if I'm at Norfolk State and I talk to the MEAC guys that now when I go to Villanova, I can't talk to them no more. You know, like, we're people, you know, and we're humans, you know. So, but you see that a lot, that, and I don't know who started that in the game or who, like, said that's cool to do, but that ain't cool to do, because then what happens is a lot of times they get to those high levels and then things don't work out, they be calling you again, you know. So it's like, you know, it's just a weird situation that I'm not trying to let that happen to me by no means.
Don't die. I don't forget either, bro. Like, the dudes who do that to me, at the Peace Jam in the Lake Point this year, I ain't say nothing to them.
Yeah.
Because, hey, you forgot you got to go meet them because you got the better job. So I ain't going to kiss your butt. I'm like, yeah. I ain't cut that way. Either you with me or you not.
Yep. That's right.
No doubt, my brother. So tell me about your workout this summer, man. Tell me about your workouts this summer, man. Getting your guys better this year, man. Preparing for this next season coming up here, brother.
You know, we got a whole bunch of new guys, man. So this is a very different team. You know, we lose, you know, a staple in our program and, you know, was recently named by some publication, you know, the best player in a decade for the MEAC, you know, and that was Joe Bryant Jr. So our team is going to obviously look very different because he's been around 5 years and he's been really a producer for four of those 5 years. His freshman year, you know, he didn't really do much, but the other 4 years, he did a whole lot for the program. So it's definitely going to be different. And then, all you know, also, you know, you lose a guy like Chris Bankston, who's like an athletic freak. You know, Chris Bankston actually probably made it hard for me to recruit other bigs, not because he was so great, but just like, but he was very good. But his athletic ability was that now I'm looking at other guys and I'm like, well, he's barely dunking, you know, in my opinion. But Chris Bankston was flying, you know, but Chris Bankston gave me a different look at, you know, what we should probably try to get here. But at the same time, you know, Chris has a pro athleticism, hence why he was on his Minnesota summer league team and things like that. So for us, we lose like two fringe NBA players because both of those guys got pretty good looks with the NBA. And, you know, we lose two other guys that were like in our top four scoring. So our team is going to look very different. And you know, honestly, this summer tour that we're about to go on couldn't come at a better year. You know, like, we need it this year. Any other year would have been like a want, but we need it this year to try to have some success.
Yeah, getting them to the actual practices, playing those games over there, getting that experience in Puerto Rico, man, to get your guys to bond as well, because you're not going to know this time is where you bond, and you know how it is, man. Some adversity is going to strike, injuries happen, unfortunately, and this time of year, building that bond, knowing what you got, you see how guys play in real life action before November and fall camp starts, it's very advanced for you, especially having a whole new roster, having to get guys step up now before you losing all you've lost.
Yeah, no, without question. You know, this is critical right now. You know, like I said, we need this for the success that we're trying to have this year. You know, there's so many new faces in that locker room that, you know, yeah, you see everybody on a day-to-day basis. And you know everybody's names and things like that, but you don't really know how they are too much because, you know, it's not – like, school is not really in session either for us. So unless you're really hanging out on your own, you know, you're not really seeing these people like how we're going to see each other for the next 6 days, you know, every day doing activities, getting to kind of know each other a little better, and that should be a good time for us.
100%. And you know what, man? I'm asking you, and with all your success over the years, how has it helped you in recruiting? Man, now for us, they've been a national brand now, making the NCAA tournament, people seeing you on TV and just knowing what you're about. How's it help you on the recruiting trail when you call a young man there when they hear from you in Norfolk State?
The recruiting is a lot easier. We still obviously want to get the kids, you know, even better kids. But, you know, but I think the kids that we get are pretty good right now. I'm happy with the recruiting that we've been able to do. But at the end of the day, it kind of helps us all the exposure that we got recently. It just helps us now that we don't have to say where Norfolk State is at, you know, anymore. You know, I think before we used to be like, yo, we're Norfolk State, 15 minutes from Virginia Beach, the southeast part of Virginia, you know, kind of give them the whole rundown. And now people are like, all right, yeah, I heard of Norfolk State, you know, okay, you know, now what? So we got past that. Now, like, what else is there, you know, with Norfolk State, you know? But before, a lot of times they were like, Norfolk, who, where? Where's that at? You know, I have people like, is that Nebraska? You know, things like that. So we've gotten past that part of it.
Now, Coach Jones, do you feel like with the COVID year and the how much you're trying to go for more non-commodities and more guys they can plug and play, you're getting better JUCO kids and you're getting better kids who are freshmen now who are coming in because they're not getting overlooked because it's older right now with this COVID year and guys want non-commodities on the high major level?
Yeah, I mean, we got, you know, a couple kids on our roster right now, a couple freshmen. Two freshmen and now one that's a sophomore that we probably would have, you know, had a chance to get out of high school anyway, but it probably would have been a little tougher, you know, to get them, you know, and not saying they wouldn't have came, but we almost got like three kids that were like all state kids, really without a fight in recruitment. You know, we got Chris Fields this year, who was like a Class A state player of the year 2 years ago. We got Jordan Leakes, who averaged 25 points a game this year in high school at Phoebus High School. Last year, we had George Beal, who came in as a freshman, who ended up making all-rookie MEAC team. He averaged, you know, 25 points a game, give or take, in high school, and it was an all-state guy and things like that. So with the portal being so prevalent, we're getting guys like that almost fall in our lap, which are really, really good basketball players that's going to really be good for us in the future.
No doubt. Now, Coach Jones, I've been interviewing a lot of MEAC coaches all week long, talking about how they're gunning for you and your guys. So how do you prepare your guys mentally to know everybody in your conference is gunning for you guys? You have to be prepared every day, getting everybody's best shot every night. And as the league has gotten better from top to bottom underneath you guys.
Yeah, you know, it's even like I was talking to this one coach recently, and, you know, obviously Howard beat us last year by 1 point in the championship game, you know. But so many people saw that game, like, almost like, you know, like it slipped from our fingers that they almost still see us as the champs, like, you know, like a three-peat or something like that, because we were, like, so close, you know, before it slipped from our fingers to having a three-peat, you know. And no one really sees or understands that, like, Joe Bryant, Chris Banks, you know, those guys are gone. Dana Tate, Kyheem Brown, those guys are gone. No one cares. They just see the success that you had. And they know that you won two out of the last three, you know, regular seasons and MEAC championships, you know, combined. We've won two each, as I say, you know, of those. And people just automatically gun for you next year. I'm curious to see how the preseason rankings are going to come out, because we shouldn't be pick number one, you know. I mean, I'm just, you know, because, like, how do we lose all those people? You go pick us number one, you know what I mean? But we still might be picked number one. So it's a give and a take. It's a, like, a respect level from your peers and your coaches. But at the same time, it is putting pressure on these new guys that are just walking into the situation. You know, like, they don't even know what's about to happen. And we're trying to tell them that people don't care who the new guys are in the jersey. They just know that jersey. And a lot of people haven't beat that jersey in a while. So they just see that jersey and want to beat that jersey. They don't care who it is.
Yeah, I've had four of your colleagues on this week, and all of them saying we're good for you. My man didn't even win the title last year.
I didn't even win last year. I lost by 1 point.
So, yeah, man, like, so, you know what? It's like, man, hearing them say it, it's like, okay, I feel I can respect it, but because all you done was like, my man didn't even win last year. Should be good for Kenny, not my man.
Yeah, exactly. Good for Kenny, man. Leave me alone. Let me come along on the back door, man. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, all up to the pictures you by name. Now I even had Kenny on. He's coming on next week. It was like, oh, So yeah, man, it's crazy, man. But yeah, man, you definitely the hunted, bro. I see you going to the United Virgin, U.S. Virgin Islands, man, for the Paradise Jam again. Tell us about that, man. How fun is it to play that MTE, man, for your guys, man, going on a business trip and get and play some quality opponents, man.
Yeah, we went there, I think in 2015 or 16, I forget when. So it's been about 7 or 8 years since we went the last time. And I mean, it's a great experience out there, man. You know, it's like the Virgin Islands obviously itself is a nice place, you know, minus the iguanas. You know, I'm a city guy. I don't like a whole bunch of wildlife.
But, same here.
Yeah, so it's like the iguanas are everywhere. That ain't really my thing like that. But, you know, besides that, you know, it's a very nice tournament. You know, the resort is amazing that they put us at. And it's like the competition is A plus. So you kind of check all those boxes for that trip. And then of course, it's, you know, it's another trip out the country, which is going to lead to some more bonding, you know, and also just showing these guys what I always tell them, that little round of basketball can take you to places that you might not go, you know, by yourself. Like some of these guys will probably never want to go to the Virgin Islands by themselves or even Puerto Rico, you know, by themselves. But that little round basketball is taking you places all across this globe. And you need to respect the game. You know, you got to respect that little round basketball.
And what's cool about the Virgin Islands of Puerto Rico is you don't need a passport to go.
Yeah, that makes a lot of
Because of
easier.
U.S. territories. I bet a lot of guys probably didn't even know that. But yeah, you don't need a passport to go to these two
Yeah,
instead
I
of a
mean,
little our experience.
yeah, and you get the US dollar and everything, so it's all good.
Now, you've been from New York. You know, Puerto Ricans are probably dealt with them your whole life, man. You're from New York, man. So much of that, man.
Yeah, no, that's a fact. Yeah, it's a whole bunch of that. So the culture is not going to be too different than what I've seen probably in New York City. But you know, definitely, I've never been to Puerto Rico, the island myself. So I'm looking forward to seeing just what it looks like in person.
Now it's cool that I've been. I've been. It's definitely cool down there. So I mean, this is Coach Jones. With your Norfolk State degree that you all have, man, being close y'all to the DMV networking, man. About your guys getting internships and using that Norfolk State brand HBCU degree to get, like you said, once the ball starts bouncing, man, networking and get the right internships, man, they can be set for life after basketball.
No, that's a real question. I mean, even like currently, well, last year we had a young man who was actually one of our student managers. He clearly he's not a player, so he has a different look on things. You know, he wants to be like a sports agent and work maybe work with the NBA. So through the HBCU MBA fellowship, we were able to give him a recommendation for that program, and he worked with the Boston Celtics last summer. So you know, now he has that experience on his resume for now when he goes forward to whatever he's trying to do in the future. And then we had another young man who actually had one more year of eligibility, but through the course of time, his injuries and stuff like that really, you know, his career kind of derailed. And you know, he was able to get into TCU MBA program, which is like, you know, prestigious MBA program, and to get his master's. And we, you know, help facilitate that as well. Because at Norfolk State, we don't have an MBA program, so you know, because he would have just did ours. But being that we don't have one, we able to get him into that. And then we got a internship at Deloitte accounting firm, so you know, one of the largest accounting firms in the world. So you know, we're doing a lot of things off the court too. Sometimes that stuff don't get publicized enough. You know, it's just like the wins and losses, and I get it too, because you know, as a coach, all everybody care about is just, you know, your wins and losses. You know, you can say you have 100% graduation rate, you have this, but if you 0-30, they still want you out of here. So you know, it's like you gotta do what you gotta do to make sure that win loss record is where it needs to be.
That's why we had this show, Coach, so I can let you talk about that because I feel it's very important. I saw you, one of your young men got scholarship as well from the hardship, man. So I see what you all are doing, man. You really care about your players on and off the court. You want them to set up for success. I feel like we only talk about wins and losses, but that's why I try to make sure I give you opportunity to discuss things like that so people can see it's more to it than just basketball. That's what's important, but it's more to it than just basketball piece that these kids go through and shoot your coaching here at Norfolk State.
No, we try to preach family as much as possible. And I know most, probably 90% of the programs in the country preach family, but we really try to preach it, man. You know, I have the guys over to my house for dinner, you know, a few times a season. You know, we have activities. You know, we try to make sure they straight off the court, try to live out whatever dreams they're trying to live out. You know, because we always tell them that you're here, you're getting a free education. You're part of a very small percentage in the world that is getting a free education. You know, everybody else has got student loans, and that's why student loans are always a big thing in the media, because everybody got them. You know, and you guys are going to walk out of here scot-free. You know, so when you're here, you might as well go pro in something. you know, and you might not go pro in basketball, but you, you know, get your degree and go pro in something, be a professional. You know, as we all know, and you try to break down to these kids, is being a professional is getting paid for something to do, you know? So it's like, hey, if you can get paid to do construct, you know, you'll be an electrical engineer or whatever you might do or whatever, you're like, you're a professional, you know? So let's try to make the best out of the situation of getting a free education, first of all, and then now becoming a pro in something that might be other than basketball.
No doubt. Now, I never asked you before, bro. I'm going to ask you this. What's your top five New York rap artists, man?
Top five. See, I used to work for 50 Cent, so 50 Cent got to be up there for me. You know, so 50, you know, I can't say he won, but he's close to being one, up, you know, like up there. But for me, it'd be 50 Cent, it'd be Mobb Deep, it'd be Nas. I'm a South Jamaica Queens guy, so I love the Lost Boys with Mr. Cheeks and those guys. So they gotta be in there. I gotta give my hometown, you know, my literal hometown some love. They had a pretty good run, you know, with Mr. Cheeks and Lost Boys and things like that. And then after that, it'll be like Mobb Deep. Mobb Deep was a great group, you know, for me. So those would be my five. I know like LL Cool J, of course, is like the most common, you know, a lot of common, you know, with being from Queens and Run DMC and people like that. And Nicki Minaj is obviously favorite with the younger group and things like that. But, you know, those, for me personally, I'll listen to those five before I listen to the other three I just mentioned.
No doubt. You know what? New York is so slept on down in the South, man. But I've already loved New York rap. So, you know, I'm almost your age. I'm five years behind you. So yeah. I'm used to stuff in my era. So it's like, for me, a lot of it came from up New York way. So I love New York artists. I love what you all about. And I love the flair to the style to it. And I hate Biggie. Life got cut short, but I love me some Biggie. You know?
Yeah. The only reason I didn't say Biggie is because, like you said, his career got cut short, unfortunately. You know? Yeah. So, you know, Biggie, of course, would be the easiest New York, you know, rapper to talk about. You know, I mean, that's the Jay-Z is another easy one to talk about. But I'm talking about five people that, like, you know, like, well, 50 Cent, everybody know 50 Cent, I guess. But, like, you know, five guys that is not your Biggie and Jay-Z, you know, because, I mean, clearly they would be they're the top five for me of all time, you know, so it ain't really about the New York thing. They just kind of, they almost, like, out the league now, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
They out the league.
Yeah, I remember, man, back in the day, man, I was burning CC. I was the dude that CDs and DVDs. I had 50 Cent, Many Men, that album, all this, man. I was slanging it in May's house out of my backpack, man. I had the other videos too that I ain't gonna say, but you know what I'm talking about. I had them too. So it's like, man, yeah. So all that was the thing, man. I know you probably a Knicks fan, right?
Yeah, Knicks fan. Yeah, man. We don't count the Nets. Real New Yorkers don't count the Nets. The Brooklyn Nets are still considered the New Jersey Nets for real New Yorkers.
He's one of
the they're the New Jersey Nets, even though they're in Brooklyn now. Like, no one counts the Nets, man. Like, that's why when the Knicks, I mean, the Knicks were good last year, but that's why even when the Knicks are bad, the Garden is still filled up, because the true New Yorkers is all about the Knicks. It's not about the Nets at all. And the Nets had KD and Kyrie, and you still look at some of their games, and it's not sold out. But the Knicks didn't have no one close to that, and the Garden is, like, sold out, you know?
Yes, even, like, when we go to the hospital, we go up there, man. The energy in the Garden is one. The next night, I was like, wait, what am I doing? it's not the same, man. But, yeah, man, what the thing about Josh Hart, man, did even chisel all them guys you got, man, this year with Brunson, man. You got these Villanova guys on one roster, which is very rare, you know?
Yeah, very rare. I think that you know, Tom Thibodeau better watch out, because, you know, it seems like they might be calling Jay Wright to coach his own team soon. I mean, Jay Wright had all them dudes, you know, so it's like, it would just be Jay Wright coaching his boys again, you know, so I don't know what's going on up there with all that Villanova stuff, but hey, you know, Jalen Brunson's a monster. Josh Hart came in and helped us late, and DiVincenzo, you know, he should help us a lot next year too, so look forward to next season.
I think you all should hope that James Harden gets traded and Embiid gets upset. So cashing them assets y'all got and get Joel Embiid.
Yeah, that would be a monster deal, man. That would be great.
They'll get the Garden really jumping. Hey, bro, I don't know about you. I miss the old Oregon, bro.
Oh, yeah.
The new, new Oregon sound like synth or something. Like, the old Oregon was hitting.
Yeah.
The old Oregon used to hit the Garden. But, yeah, man. But, Coach Jones, man, I thank you for your time. It was always my brother. safe trip to Puerto Rico, man. Of course, I'll be cheering for you, man, as always, man. Appreciate all our chats, man. You're one of the best business fans. People should know more about you, brother. You're a hell of a coach, brother. Keep up the good work, man.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
All right, bro. I'll see you soon, brother.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on BS3Network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.